Hey guys, this is Saurabh, and today I am going to tell you about school going children became lazy and disease prone. Today I am here to speak on the school going children became lazy and disease prone. You will yourself see that this statement is true to a greater extent. The disease and changes heard of now were not heard in the past. So due to growing affluence, facilities and comfort, new diseases have entered man's life. The result is lethargy, sleeplessness, various ailments, etc. Some fact about today's life will reveal the truth behind the title statement. About 65% of children go to school by bus or cars. 20% use bicycle. A mere 15% walk down to school. So, 65% avoid physical work. They don't want to do any physical work. Then, 60% prefer junk food. 25% are addicted to cold drinks and other drink products. Merely 15% eat natural food consisting creoles, rice, chapati, etc. That is goods for health. It is said by many researchers and scientists. Obviously, these food contains many fat and many other things that contribute children's obesity, physical weakness, and heart disease. 95% of children play games which do not involve any muscular use or physical labor. All these factors make the school-going children physically weak day by day. So they become prone and they got various kind of diseases. How can we forget that a balanced diet, healthy food and exercise, workout is necessary for our body? He became, or we can say that those who do not perform any kind of physical exercise, they became obese due to lethargy and lack of physical work. Today's school-going children have adopted these very ways of life. It's really sad to know it. We must create awareness among the school-going children about the utility of physical work. A healthy mind is there in a healthy body. It is said, and it is not a statement, it is true. It is true. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and once again thank you for giving your precious time for listening.